Well, that's interesting too in relation to the two reports that we spoke of, because although teachers and children enjoy history, both reports found, and teachers themselves said, that they didn't understand enough about the process of inquiry. And that's not teachers' fault. It's not been a required subject in initial teacher training. There's been no CPD in the last few decades almost. So that's nobody's fault, but it's understandable. It's not rocket science. We need to know how historians find out about the past, and then children of any age can find out using the same process but using simpler sources and questions. So first, you find out about the past through looking at sources, which are traces, anything of the past that remains. So it might be writing, it might be statistics, it might be census records, it might be paintings or photographs, maps, plans, visits to sites, buildings, anything that remains from the past. However, those sources can't tell us the whole story. They can't tell us everything we'd like to know about the past. So coming back to history being probabilistic, it's often looking at the sources and saying, I know this from that source, but therefore I think this, and somebody else can say, well, I think something else, and you need to defend your point of view. And so it involves dialogue, and discussion. Having talked about sources, you need to select your sources because you can't find out everything about a period. It's too fast. So is your inquiry going to be looking at children, rich people, poor people, buildings, music, art, groups of people, single people, famous people, ordinary people? You need to select sources that are going to actually help you to investigate your focus of your inquiry. And then you need to combine sources, and this is what historians do, and this is what quite young children can do, to create an account of the past, put them together to create an account of what was the same in this period, what was different, how did things change, why did they change. And having done this, children begin to understand that you can have valid accounts, equally valid accounts, but they tell different stories. They might be from an ethnic perspective or from a social perspective. So it's really important that children understand that there are many different versions of the past. If you have just one story of the past, then that's open to political manipulation, which is why countries in previously communist Eastern Europe, previously fascist Western Europe and Brazil, South Africa, Northern Ireland, are actually finding that this is a way in to actively engage children in the past without manipulating their thinking.